Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today, I'd like to discuss with you certain developments which seem to contribute to the prophesied downfall of the United States of America and Great Britain, showing how we are destroying ourselves and how we are allowing others from the outside to destroy us. I want to start with an example regarding experiments happening in laboratories, both in Great Britain and the United States, and you be the judge as to what you think about those experiments. This article was published by Daily Mail on October 31. British scientists intentionally created hybrid COVID strains in risky experiments judged to be like playing with fire, Mail Online can reveal. Hamsters were infected with mutant viruses, blends of the original Wuhan strain, and parts of either Omicron or Delta. Critics of the research carried out by Imperial College London called it insanity and warned the lab trials could, in theory, unleash a new viral threat. 20 scientists were involved in the project, including one who sits on the government's advisory panel, SAGE. Our revelation comes amid ongoing furor over similar experiments in the United States. Earlier this month, Daily Mail revealed academics at Boston University combined different parts of the Omicron and the original Wuhan COVID strains. Critics say this combines the higher lethality of the ancestral SARS-CoV-2 version, which triggered the pandemic in early 2020, with the extreme transmissibility of the milder Omicron strain. The hybrid virus they created killed 80% of infected mice. A leak of such an engineered virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology is one of the main theorized origins of the pandemic. The infamous lab carried out similar research involving coronaviruses found in bats, with some arguing this were constituted gain-of-function experiments, though others refute this. But others argued the Boston University research was unquestionably gain-of-function, as it had the potential of increasing its transmissibility. In a Q&A, which we published in 2020, we said the following about the origin of the coronavirus, and this Q&A dealt with worldwide plagues and pandemics in the end time, which are being symbolized by the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. And that is what we said. Many times, contagious diseases are communicated by sick animals carrying deadly viruses. Remember the Ebola virus, the bird flu, or the mad cow disease. Contagious diseases may also be communicated by animals that are not even sick, but which are called unclean in the Bible. These animals were not created for human consumption. But it is interesting that many diseases and epidemics originated with the human consumption of such unclean animals, including monkeys, pigs, camels, civet cats, bats, and snakes. A deadly coronavirus has now spread from China to many countries around the world. This new virus originated apparently at Wuhan's seafood market, which sold live koalas, snakes, rats, bats, and wolf pups to locals to eat. It had also been suggested that the virus had been manufactured in Chinese laboratories and then, quote-unquote, escaped by infecting animals such as bats or snakes. We put the word escaped in quotes because it has also been suggested, it had been suggested already in 2020, that this was intentionally produced and intentionally delivered to the outside world. Whatever the truth is, it's going to come out sooner or later. But what we are seeing right now is another attempt by scientists to create a virus which could have devastating consequences. I want to give you another example. Another example of a weapon of mass destruction, a new weapon of mass destruction as it has been named, which is destroying the United States. National Interest wrote on October 27, since 9/11, enterprises in China and cartels in Mexico have produced and exported thousands of pounds of a lethal chemical that has killed over 100,000 Americans. That lethal chemical is fentanyl. And the article said it should be classified as a weapon of mass destruction. The numbers are staggering. Fentanyl can be up to 50 times stronger than heroin and up to 100 times stronger than morphine, and as little as 2 milligrams can be fatal. Federal data indicates that of the almost 1 million drug overdose fatalities since 1999, most of which were from fentanyl. And the loss of life is growing rapidly. Fentanyl overdoses caused 57,832 deaths in 2020 and 71,238 in 2021, a 23% increase. Fentanyl overdoses are the number one cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. In 2021, fentanyl killed almost twice as many Americans in this age group than the second place killer, motor vehicle accidents. Last year, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized 11,201 pounds of fentanyl and noted that this quantity could kill every American citizen 7 times over. But nothing is really being done to stop the import and the use of this terrible new weapon of mass destruction. And so we are seeing that we are destroying ourselves in the inside and we are being destroyed from the outside. Sickness is a terrible plague for the United States of America, for Great Britain, and for the entire world. And of course it is the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, or the third one, and of course all the four horsemen combined. We have prepared a free booklet, Sickness and Health, What the Bible Tells Us. The Bible tells us a lot about how we can avoid becoming sick and what we can do when we are sick. You need this booklet because times will get worse and worse and worse. We are in the end times, and the warning is right there for you to heed and to do something about it. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.